How full is your bucket? Positive strategies for work and life. The power of positive interactions. Imagine you're carrying an invisible bucket with you everywhere you go. This bucket represents your emotional state. When it's full, you feel great. When it's empty, you feel awful. Every interaction you have with others either fills your bucket or empties it. But here's the interesting part. You also carry an invisible dipper. With this dipper, you can fill other people's buckets by saying or doing things that increase their positive emotions. And when you do this, you're not just filling their bucket, you're filling your own too. On the flip side, when you use your dipper to take from someone else's bucket, by saying or doing things that decrease their positive emotions, you're not just emptying their bucket, you're emptying your own as well. This simple metaphor is at the heart of our book, How Full Is Your Bucket? It's a powerful way to understand the impact of our daily interactions and the profound influence they have on our relationships, productivity, health, and overall happiness. The science behind the bucket. You might be thinking, this bucket idea sounds nice, but is there any real science behind it? The answer is a resounding yes. Our research, spanning over 50 years and involving millions of people, has consistently shown the transformative power of positive interactions. Let me share a startling example from our studies. We found that the number one reason people leave their jobs is that they don't feel appreciated. It's not about money, benefits, or even the work itself. It's about not feeling valued. But it's not just about job satisfaction. Our research has shown that managers who focus on their employees' strengths can practically eliminate active disengagement in their teams. In fact, the chances of an employee being engaged are a whopping 73% when managers focus on the positive aspects of their performance. The magic ratio, 5:1. Now, you might be wondering, how many positive interactions do I need to outweigh the negative ones? Our research has uncovered what we call the magic ratio, 5:1. This means that for every negative interaction, we need at least 5 positive ones to maintain a healthy balance. This ratio applies not just in the workplace, but in all our relationships. In fact, researchers have found that married couples who maintain a ratio of 5 positive interactions to 1 negative are significantly more likely to have lasting and happy marriages. But here's a word of caution, don't go overboard with positivity. Our studies show that when positive interactions exceed a ratio of about 13:1, performance tends to decline. There's a sweet spot of positivity, and it's important to find that balance. Strategies for filling buckets. So, how can we put this knowledge into practice? Here are 5 strategies we've found to be particularly effective. 1. Prevent bucket dipping. Be aware of how your words and actions might be negatively impacting others. Sometimes, a simple change in how we communicate can make a big difference. 2. Shine a light on what's right. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, try to catch people doing something right. Recognize and appreciate the positive actions of those around you. 3. Make best friends. Our research shows that people who have a best friend at work are 7 times more likely to be engaged in their jobs. Foster meaningful relationships in your workplace. 4. Give unexpectedly. Small, unexpected acts of kindness can have a big impact. It could be as simple as a heartfelt compliment or a small token of appreciation. 5. Reverse the golden rule. Instead of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, try do unto others as they would have you do unto them. Personalize your positive interactions based on what's meaningful to each individual. The ripple effect of positivity. One of the most exciting aspects of our research is what we call the ripple effect of positivity. When you fill someone's bucket, it doesn't just affect that person, it spreads to others they interact with. Let me share a story from our book. A manager named Charlotte decided to implement our bucket-filling strategies with her team. She started by giving more specific, personalized recognition to her employees. To her surprise, not only did her team's productivity improve, but she noticed her employees starting to appreciate each other more as well. This ripple effect extended beyond the workplace. Charlotte's improved mood at work led to more positive interactions with her family at home. Her husband noticed the change and started implementing similar strategies at his own workplace. This is the power of positivity. It's contagious. When you start filling buckets, you create a positive cycle that can transform not just your immediate environment, but ripple out to affect countless others. A call to action: fill a bucket today. As we conclude, I want to leave you with a challenge. Today, make a conscious effort to fill someone's bucket. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. A sincere compliment, a word of encouragement, or a small act of kindness can make a big difference. Remember, every interaction is an opportunity to fill a bucket or dip from it. The choice is yours. And when you choose to fill buckets, you're not just improving someone else's day, you're filling your own bucket too. So I ask you, how full is your bucket? And more importantly, what will you do today to fill the buckets of those around you? The power to create positive change is in your hands, or should I say, in your dipper. Use it wisely and watch as positivity transforms your world, one interaction at a time.